Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Good Night, Sir. This file should be listened to when you're already in bed, ready to fall asleep. But there are all kinds of things that could or might happen before you fall asleep, Sir. So I want you to listen. I want you to listen very carefully to me. Close your eyes and imagine that you're laying right next to me in my arms. I am taller than you, and I make sure to hold you tight. My arm around you, the heat of my body against yours. And as you feel that, as you imagine that pressure against your back, it feels comforting. It feels calming. And you don't know what could happen. You don't know what naughty things I might be up to with your mind as you slip away in my arms. All kinds of things could happen. All kinds of things could be whispered in your ear as you lay there in my arms, vulnerable, but protected. And part of you is waiting for those words that Sir could say. What must you do? But there are words even more powerful than that. The simple mantra. Those words that make your mind shut off, become blank, empty, and obedient. And when you hear me say them, it is already too late. You are in my arms, held tight by me, and I've taken control of not just your body, but your mind. And as I lay there behind you, I gently caress your arm. You can feel the touch of my fingertips on your arm. You can feel that simple touch that helps you know that I control it all. I could touch anywhere and everywhere, and you would welcome it. Empty and obedient in my arms, in your bed, with me next to you. You can feel it. You can feel me close. You can feel my breath on your ear as I speak. As I whisper to you, you can feel the vibrations in the air passing over your face. And it just helps you to go deeper and deeper. It just helps you to lose yourself even more to serve. And who knows what I have in store for you? Who knows what suggestions I might place inside your fragile, vulnerable mind? Who knows what fun I might have with you now or in the morning? And what dreams I may inspire? You don't. Right now, the only things you know is what must you do, and who do you obey, and how much do you obey me? Exactly. You obey me completely. Your mind is mine to take. Your body is held in my arms. Every part of you, right here, right now, has submitted. And that feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good to fall asleep in my arms without thoughts. Not knowing what happens after, but trusting that you'll be safe. And you know that I will keep you safe. I might tease you, make you blush, make you moan, make you crave. But most of all, I will keep you safe. I will make sure that in my arms no harm will befall you, any worse than a spank on your ass if you've been bad. Now, of course, you've forgotten something, but you don't know what it is because I haven't told you. There are two words that you need to say before you can sleep today. Two simple words that show your submission and your state of mind and body. Two simple words that perfectly reflect the title of this file. Do you know what those words are? It is extremely simple. And when you say them, you can feel your mind slipping away, as if you've already fallen asleep. And the two words are good night, sir. When you say them, you agree to the sleep that sir has made for you. When you say them, you submit to the control he has over you. When you wish him good night, you know that it is time to sleep, and that your mind will melt away and dream delicious dreams of submission. Brought to your knees, but treasured and kept. And that feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be treasured and kept, to be allowed to say those two simple words, wishing, sir, to sleep as well, and not just any sleep, but a good night. So in a moment I'm going to count down, and as I do, you will go deeper and deeper, and after I reach one, you'll say the two words, perfect and simple, and as you do, you realize that all I've just said is true, that it is a good night for sir, as well as you.